What'd you think? The song? We've been making eye contact for the past 20 minutes, so I assumed you were enjoying my singing, but maybe that was presumptuous of me. Thank you. Excuse me, can I get a Long Island iced tea? Thanks. Do you know me? I don't believe we've met, no. That would be a pretty wild coincidence considering we're in the middle of the Atlantic. Do you come here often? But I do look familiar, yes? Can't quite place it. You probably recognize me from, like, some trashy magazine stand at the grocery store checkout. I'm Kira. I'm a singer. Nice to meet you, too. Are you here with anyone? I'm with the big guy in the suit and sunglasses over there in the corner. I'm on this cruise ship with him, but I'm not with him. No, not like that. He's my bodyguard. What? Well, yeah. I know it seems kind of extreme, but you can never be too careful. I've had a few instances where I really wish I'd had a bodyguard with me. It's fine. People are people. There are always going to be stalkers or crazed fans here and there. Sometimes I do feel a little stupid being watched over 24/7. I feel like a 2-year-old on a playground. But, you know, comes with the job. I'm sure your job has its downsides. What is it you do? You like it? Good. That's what's important. Oh, thank you. So, this ship launched an entire 5 days ago. Why haven't I seen you before? Oh, really? You've been around? No, I don't think you have. Because I would have noticed you. With those eyes and that smile, definitely. You were the very first person I noticed when I walked in here tonight. I've sung here, in this bar, every night of this cruise, and I haven't seen you. You haven't been hiding in your cabin, have you? So you have been hiding. Okay, hiding, keeping to yourself, whatever you introverts call it. No, it's okay. I get it. I mean, one of the big reasons people come on cruise ships is to escape from the world, right? Get some peace, some time away from everyone. I hope I'm not killing your solitude by sitting here and talking your ear off. Oh, good. Would you like to step outside with me? It's a beautiful night and I could use the fresh air. Okay. Let me just let Bruce know. Bruce is my bodyguard. That's our little hand signal we have. It means I'll be right back and that he need not follow. So, this way. I love it out here. Have you seen any dolphins yet? There were tons swimming on the surface this morning. It was so cool to watch. Here, come this way. To the front of the ship. I doubt we'll be able to see any at night. They usually only come out in the day. But this is still the best part of the ship. I love how you can feel the ocean under you. Are you prone to seasickness? Okay, good. So, tell me more about your job. What's waiting for you back home? Interesting. And where is home? No way, really? I have family there. Yes. In fact, I was there. It must have been 2 or 3 months ago. I love it there. It beats LA. Oh, yeah. I moved to LA when I was 17 to pursue music. And I don't know, no matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't feel at home. It's better now. You know, I've gotten used to it over time. But still isn't quite home. Anyway, I shouldn't complain. I think I'm just dreading getting off this cruise. Exactly, going back to real life. Reality is such a killjoy, isn't it? Can I tell you something? I feel like I know you. Not in the sense that I've seen you in a stack of trashy magazines. I mean, like, actually know you. It sounds crazy. Okay, then it sounds like a line. But it's true. There's just something familiar about you. You know that sense of comfort you get when you're, I don't know, like at a party and you're all alone and you don't know anybody? But finally, you spot someone you do know somewhere in the crowd. And you just feel like, oh, thank God, a familiar face. That's how I felt when I saw you. Do you believe in alternate realities? Hear me out, okay? That's every little decision you've made has caused your life to branch off into different realities. So with every choice you make, big or small, there's a new world where you, I don't know, moved to LA or, like, died in a car crash. Sorry, that was a poor example. Won the lottery, how about that? Anyway, so the theory is that there are an infinite amount of worlds. I'm not sure if I even buy into it, but it's just something I was reading about recently, and it made me wonder tonight if maybe I've met you in an alternate reality. I'm freaking you out. No, I am. I don't know what's gotten into me. I blame it on the stars and the salt air and the vodka. I think it's just like when you're standing at the edge of the ship and you're looking out at this vast ocean that just goes on and on forever and ever. Sort of, you remember how small you are and how big the world is. Suddenly it feels like anything is possible. So, why a cruise? Apart from the obvious reasons, such as the stars and the salt air and the vodka. What brought you here? Well, I have a theory that anyone who has to come all the way out here in the middle of the ocean to escape their day-to-day life must have a lot to escape from. I'm not wrong, am I? Do you want to talk about it? Not much to talk about. I doubt that. I think, and this is just my brief psychoanalysis from only having met you 5 minutes ago, that you've seen a lot. Maybe you've experienced more pain and hurt than most people have in an entire lifetime. You're guarded. A little mysterious, I like that. And you're good at reading people. You just don't let people read you, if you can help it. How'd I do? Well, your soulful eyes give you away a little bit. So, your turn. Psychoanalyze me. Like I said, I can tell you're good at reading people. Of course, unless I'm bad at reading people and read you wrong, in which case, you're actually not good at reading people. Okay, and what do you see? Oh. No, it's just, I've never gotten that before. I've been called a lot of things. Some nice, some not quite as nice, but never that. A lot of the time, I feel like when people look at me, they see what they want to see. You know, like I'm this blank slate that they can make up their mind about so that they have something to love or something to hate. And what I'm trying to say is, it's nice feeling seen. Duty calls. Are you coming back inside? You might. It's not really your scene, is it? Well, I'm glad you stuck around for a little while, at least. But if you don't come back inside, who am I supposed to make meaningful eye contact with? Okay, how about this? I sing a few more songs, and we meet back out here in 15 minutes. I can get off early. I'll pull some strings. Perfect. I'll see you in a little bit then.